This is a song from our first album. I don't think a lot of people have it, but apparently we had these people we spent some time with in Cambridge. They knew us sort of when we started playing music, and they bought like an entire box of our first album because we only made 3,000 copies of it. And so now he's like holding on to the box, but he is like a big eBay person. And apparently signed copies of the Sarah Antigone Under Feet Like Ours are going for like $75 American or something like that. We don't own any, or else I'd be signing them and selling them. But like, I don't even have a copy for myself anymore.
I have an open copy. Maybe we should make a quick $75 this weekend.
Anyway, this is called the Car Song. I played it. I don't even really like the song that much anymore, but when we recorded it, we went away right away after we recorded the album, and my dad phoned me, and we had cello on it, and he was, like, crying. My dad, like, is not, like, an emotion person, and he's like, it's so beautiful, babe. And I was like, my dad just called me babe. Anyway, I wonder why it made him cry. Did you ever think about that?
I don't even get me started. My dad cries all the time lately. He used to be like this cold, quiet, calculated, political man, and then we graduated high school and he freaking cries all the time. And I'm like, Dad,
cry to your wife, okay?
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just totally joking. Yeah, I'm trying to go for this like stage present thing, but we cry all the time. I really enjoy it. And I read this book on divorce, and it's really helped me through it, and it's fine. Everything's fine. Sarah is like totally tripping out about divorce. My parents got divorced when we were like, four. She's going on to do my mom have this big joke. We talk all the time right now, me and my mom, and Sarah's on this trip. My mother and I talk all the time, and Sarah's on this whole trip that she's the caregiver child.
Because didn't his parents here get divorced when they were about seven or under?
Does anyone, okay, that one person who's brave enough, okay, there's someone at the back, kind of half, okay. Are you afraid of like dying all the time? Like you thought you were gonna get sick all the time when you were a little kid? Anyone?
Yeah.
You do still do? Yeah, so do I. That's fine. You should really read this book. It's fantastic. Really, it really helped me with a lot of my issues. Anyway, this is my dad.
What's the book?
It's called The Unexpected Legacy of Divorce, a 25-year case study. Around about 25, they document about 25 kids that they followed around for about 25 years.
That was on Oprah.
It was on Oprah. Does not surprise me. So is Jonathan Knight.
Yeah, Oprah is ruining Jonathan Knight's life and Sarah's ruining mine. So anytime I ask her, like, does my hair look okay? She's like, I am not going to be your caregiver. You bring your issue up with my dad. And I'm like, so me and my mom talk all the time. We're like, my mom's like, I thought I was doing a fine job of taking care of you while I was in university, but apparently your five-year-old sister was taking care of me. I love it. Anyway.